The first thing is I got called a cunt by an old lady. There you go. No, I've blown your mind, Phil, with Japanese Power Rangers.
Fuck yeah. You all.
Yeah, that's fine. No, the new trailer came out, didn't it?
No, quite... no, we're not talking about it.
We're kind of back after a month.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, a month away. We did record 2 weeks ago.
Are we not introducing ourselves?
I'm Paul.
I'm Ambrose.
And I'm Chris. And you are listening to Pac-Man Podcast and Phil. That's right, Phil from the first podcast is here tonight. Say hello, Phil.
Hello, thanks for having me back.
That's all right.
Is it everything you expected and more?
It's amazing.
We've grown, haven't we?
Yeah.
As a collective.
Oh, the headphones in you. I like them.
Yeah. That's we love the sound of our voices.
Professionalism. That's where the professional comes from. Obviously, yeah. So, yeah, we decided 2 weeks ago that we were going to restart recording every 2 weeks, as that gave us more chance to sort of
sort stuff out,
come up with something to talk about. Because
we've got busy lives.
We have got busy lives.
We're not just here for you, though.
Chris is just organising
everything.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so sorry, we can't go for the...
So yeah, we're going to try and do one every 2 weeks. We're going to try and do two every 2 weeks, so at least one will come out every week. Depends how long we record.
No,
we won't
be able to get two every 2 weeks, man.
If we
commit to once every 2 weeks... Sorry, everyone, to hear in an argument of what we're actually going to do.
Okay.
But yeah, if we commit once every 2 weeks, we can actually be regular and people know when to listen, to go in and download.
Yeah.
And occasionally, like with the E3 podcast or things like that, we may do a bonus one and chuck it in if it comes up. But at the moment, we'll stick to once every 2 weeks. Monday?
I'm going to try and get it released for a Monday morning.
Yeah, so hopefully you'll be listening to this on
Sunday. Sunday night, Monday morning, depending. But we will try and do that. Sorry,
so I think that's what's actually killing, not really, I think the fact we're rubbish is what's killing us, but the fact we're not regular enough is losing us a few downloads.
I mean, it's probably losing us a few downloads, but it's not slowed down much, to be honest. So
has
that's what we're going to do.
Though.
So anyways...
Can it slow down from zero?
Minus.
People return.
People start returning them.
Don't want to listen to this shit.
We recorded one 2 weeks ago, and we do it on a laptop. Dell is inspiring on the laptop, and we've got all this equipment that we use. And we recorded...
Bad workman, Paul.
Yeah. I didn't realise that the laptop was filling up quite quickly. We only could record for about an hour and a half, and we went over our hour and a half, which caused the laptop to crash and lose the podcast we did 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
So, last couple of nights I've been on it, and I've emptied it of all the stuff that was on there.
Stuff
in commas.
He's got a sore wrist now, people.
I had to watch it at least once more.
You had to filter it, so that's fair enough. Organise it into category.
So now we've got enough disk space so we can actually record for 32 hours and 20 minutes at this precise moment. So I don't think this thing's going to crash again.
Plus, the one we did do 2 weeks ago, we were struggling a fair bit.
To be honest, that was our longest podcast we recorded, and we talked about absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it was very here, there, and everywhere. Yeah. There was some very political stuff and...
some rather dark stuff.
Some very dark stuff. Yeah. And, it's probably for best it never went out.
Yeah, I'm glad we lost it, to be honest.
So,
but,
we'll start afresh.
So, we are, I think, number six or
this will be the sixth one going out.
Sixth one going out,
and the seventh one we've attempted.
Yes,
but this will be the sixth one now.
Yeah, so hopefully it's a good one.
So hope you all enjoy the show.
And obviously we've got Phil back,
and we got Phil.
Whoop whoop.
Because he started it, so why not come back and
for the last one?
I'm also having to hold my microphone because somebody didn't bring the mic. Proper mic stand bit.
Is that you again?
Yeah, that would be Paul.
Don't look
the
at me.
No, I'm not saying somebody. Right, yeah, somebody. I was using somebody man. As
blame
not me, man. But no, it was me, but I didn't know that. I blame my dad. This is his mic stand. I blame him. And I hope he's listening to this, because I do blame you.
Check your tools before you use them.
I didn't have time.
If he's taught you anything.
Yeah, true. So, if I come in and out, that's why, because I'm holding the microphone. How has everybody been? Because we haven't really seen each other in the last 2 weeks. I think we've seen each other once.
Yeah. All right. Started a new position at work. That's keeping me mighty busy, in a good way.
Ambrose, how have you been?
Pretty stressed from work. But yeah. I can't remember if it went out, but like the major London department store that I mentioned in a previous episode, whether or not it was still there.
I think that was the last episode.
Well,
the major, one that should never be aired.
Yeah, London department store has pissed me right off, and that stress has continued throughout the week. But now it's finished.
Yep.
I had to go in today on my day off to spend an hour and a half doing some work. Well, about an hour. Well, my 3-year-old was sat next to me drawing pictures on the paper that I gave her and on her body, which was slightly embarrassing to say the least. And then she did start. I think she began talking about like willies, just shouting willies, and I was like, no, you can't say that here. So yeah, no, it's all good. It's I'm looking forward to having a weekend away. My parents are taking her away for the weekend, so yeah. First weekend alone in 3 years. Well, not alone because missus is still there, but first weekend I can sleep in past 10 and not feel really guilty.
Yeah, you won't sleep in past 10. You're doing that, don't
you? I know I won't, but I can plan to. I can pretend in my mind while I stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning getting outrageously drunk on Saturday night.
Yeah,
I can pretend that I am going to sleep until midday like I used to and then wake up at 8 or 9 o'clock and go, oh god, I'm going to get up and I feel like shit. As is old age.
Yeah.
What about you, Paul?
What about you, Paul?
Well, where to begin? I've been busy at work. Work has been very busy. Had a couple of incidents happen to me this week. Which one do you want first?
The second one.
Okay, the second one.
I don't think you've told us these.
I've not told you these either.
Yeah.
The second one. I went to my mum and dad's house. They were clearing out their shed. They got some old paint there. But not old paint, new paint. They just decorated downstairs. They said, did you want it? They're pretty full tins of paint. So I was like, yeah, all right then. So put me in the boot of my car. This was on Saturday. Drove home, it started pissing down, and I had to park across the street, so I couldn't carry them in at that point. Didn't use the car on Sunday, drove to work on Monday, looked in the back of the car, one had fallen over, but hadn't opened. So we finished work early on Monday, so I checked it, I was like, alright, it's fallen over, I'll put it back up. So I stood it back up. So I got back in the car, drove to my sister's, drove to my other sister's. On the way back, had the window open, I was having a cigarette. What the fuck's that smell? Oh, I can smell paint. Oh, fuck. So, all the way home, I'm thinking, what the fuck? The tin that had fallen over and hadn't opened, had fallen over again and had opened. And it was a very nice, sort of blue type colour that just happened to fill the back of my car up.
Did it go on the back seats?
It went on the back seats, it went on the carpet, it went down the groove. So now there's a nice paint puddle behind my back seats of my car, and it still smells like paint.
You ain't never going to get that smell.
No, I mean, luckily we got a pressure washer at work and I managed to clean the carpet off, but I tell you what, I did spill some cream in there over Christmas and that did stay in there for a while. It doesn't smell like rotting milk anymore, it just smells like paint.
Is that what that was?
Yes, that was rotting
milk. I never wanted to mention anything. I knew what it was, and I just couldn't get it. I've sprayed that car,
I've cleaned that car. I've taken it to the cleaners to get it cleaned,
yeah.
And that smell's never gone. And never. Now it has, because I had to pressure wash the carpet.
Oh, good, because it smelled like vomit.
Yeah, and now it just smells like paint.
If you like getting high,
come and sit in my car. So that was the second thing that happened to me this week. The first thing is I got called a cunt by an old lady.
Oh, what did you do, Paul?
We went to Bedford and they had the Olympic torch going through Bedford on Sunday.
Did you try and pee on the torch?
No. We weren't there for it, but there was a pub that was on, like, where the torch went past. There was a pub that were holding like a fundraiser for the day. So the torch comes past, they get people in the pub, raise some money, they've got bouncy castles at the back, and they've got a barbecue going, they've got two bands on. One of the bands happens to be my dad's band, that's why we went. So we got there early, and we sat there, and we sat at the end of the bar. Now, if you can imagine the bar, like, if you walk into a pub, you see a bar in front of you, and then there's sort of right angles at the end, and then there's like a toilets down there, but it wasn't toilets, you know what I mean? Imagine a bar. Can you imagine a bar?
I'm imagining a pub looks like.
Yeah. I'm trying to, because I have to paint a picture, because this is why this old lady called me a cunt. So you walk in and there's a bar sitting there, but there's a right angled one in a corner and people can sit at the end of the bar. and the band are playing opposite that end of the bar. So sort of like, I don't know how you would explain it really, but you know what I mean. Like how you're sitting there,
yeah,
compared to here. That's where you're the band.
Yeah.
I sit here, the bar's here.
Yeah.
It's very not great for a podcast to do visual stuff, but fuck it. So the band start playing. Me and Leah are sitting at the end of the bar, opposite, watching the band. And in between us, we've got Ben, our three-year-old nephew, who's fallen asleep because he's been in the bouncy castle. It's a hot day, but it's also raining, so it's a bit muggy. After the set finishes, I get tapped on the shoulder. And this woman just looks at me and says, "Are you disabled?" I was like, "What? Are you disabled?" "Well, no." "So you let people who are disabled just stand up then?" "What? No, sorry, I didn't see you there because I was watching the band." "Well, you're just a rude little..." And walks off. And just walks backwards. She's got a walking stick. I didn't see her because she was standing behind me. And she just... There was about 10 other people sitting there in the bar, on chairs, but she chose to point me out. Leah got well pissed off. She was going to have her. I was like, no, it's fine. Look, if she tapped me on the shoulder...
Leave it.
It's not worth it. She's disabled, for fuck's sake. If she tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Can I have your seat?" I would have said, "Yeah." To be honest, she was quite old. She did have a walking stick, and I couldn't touch the floor.
Yeah, like, it's a bar stool, man.
It's a bar stool.
What's a disabled person doing sitting on a bar stool?
Exactly.
It's like a disabled person, I don't know, going, like, snowboarding or something. Now, I know that, like, people do, but it's like, fair enough, but really, do you have to? There's surely more comfortable things to do.
Exactly, but she stood there the whole time, and I didn't know she was standing there, because she was essentially standing behind me, but to the side, you know what I mean?
You should ask as well.
Exactly. If you'd asked, I would have got up and moved. It's
different.
Not a problem.
It's different to like being on the underground when you get on and someone's sat in one of the disabled seats and like a pregnant woman gets
yeah.
on and they like heavily pregnant woman and they don't
only their and nobody moves. Yeah.
Well, or disabled, or even with a child. To be fair, like
how about a disabled child?
Then they'll be in a wheelchair or a buggy.
You do it on the underground anyway. But yeah, that's what's happened to me this week basically. So I spilled paint and I got called a cunt by an old lady.
You should have called her out on it.
She left after that. I think I incensed her so much by not giving up my chair. I don't know what I looked around that place and there was at least 10 other people sitting on chairs that were lower to the ground and better suited for her needs.
Surely if she's like that, but because frame I was disabled, near the she needs a back to the chair.
Yeah.
If you've got to sit down, you've got to like rest your back.
I think it's because where I was sitting, because I was at the front.
That's where she wanted to be.
That's where she wanted to be. And it's fuck off. It's my dad's band. Fuck off. I'm sitting here. I got here early. I nicked your bar stool in the first place, so fuck off.
I only took half an hour going to the toilet. Called shotgun easy.
So, yeah. So that's what happened to me this week. Apart from that, it's been busy at work. And
Phil?
And Phil, how are you?
I'm very well.
I hear
he speaks.
Yeah, you know, I can't really interrupt your work stories because I don't work with any of you.
No,
neither
we know we don't work with each other.
It's a valid point.
In fact, none of us even work in similar industries.
No.
No, we're all in distinct, quite distinct.
Oh, there's your diversity then.
I'm a first generation immigrant. we've had some feedback, and yeah, good for the feedback. Cheers, people.
Yeah.
One of we've already we got diversity.
We need some more diversity.
Yeah. Chris is Jubel
Malteser.
Maltese. Gerbil.
I'm British. My parents are from Gibraltar.
Yeah.
Which is British.
Oh, right, yeah.
So
Scotland's British.
Yeah. People don't go around and say they're Scottish. They're British.
Yeah, they do. Murray does it all the
Murray
time.
Murray does. He's a cunt. I'm glad he didn't win Wimbledon.
I'm glad he didn't win as well.
Whoopsie fucking do.
You glad he didn't?
He's a cunt.
I think he's a prick.
He's an arrogant dick.
He hates the English.
Well, he's just one of those people who...
He hates the English because we always take the piss out of him when it comes to Wimbledon.
No,
because
he's...
Try winning it.
Because he's...
He did fucking try, and it's still got him nowhere.
Failed.
He's one of these miserable Scots.
Yeah.
He's not the joyful, like...
he's not the positive.
To be honest, the joyful Scots... Scotches.
Scots.
The joyful Scots are normally... drinking.
They're Scottish.
You can't expect them to all be like Rabsy Nesbitt to you.
So when the Scots aren't drinking or on heroin, they're like Andy
heroin,
Murray.
Was it? Yeah, they're all like that. Yeah. They live in Scotland, for fuck's sake.
My dad's Scottish.
My granddad's Scottish.
He's not like that.
that you know of. He does go to the toilet.
He lives in Britain, so he doesn't care. He doesn't live in Scotland. That's why. That's why he's all right. He doesn't live in Scotland.
Yeah. He's wanting to move out.
So we're alienating our Scottish listeners here.
No hatred towards the Scottish kind of way. I'm just
only Andy Murray.
Andy Murray is an absolute.
The rest of you are fine with your heroin and your shortbread.
I don't know what about this.
And your incredibly obese children.
No alcohol being served. After 10. They do like no. When we went there, and we tried to get a drink after like 10:05. And they didn't sell anything, and there was a 24-hour off license that didn't sell drink after 10 o'clock. What the hell were the 24 hours for?
It's like so I can go to a bar.
Crack, they can always sell. Crack.
It's like so I can go to the bar and pay like a couple of quid a shot, or actually it's in Scotland, so you probably get like 4 shots for a fiver still there, and get absolutely pissed out your face till about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But you can't go to an off license or a supermarket after 10 o'clock at night and buy a bottle of wine. I mean, how absurd is that?
They're trying to lower the drinking, aren't they?
But when you go to one of these venues, you binge drink. Yeah, they're designed. They're like, they're getting psychologists
to
design them.
They can't stop that, can they? They can't stop that in clubs.
No,
they can only stop that in...
No alcohol allowed on the streets after 10. No alcohol allowed on the streets at all, I believe.
Yeah, I think
it's the same here, though.
And after 10... No. It's down to the council.
Central Milton Keynes, it's bylaws.
Milton Keynes, yeah. Central Milton Keynes, you can't. But everywhere else in Milton Keynes, you can drink on the street quite happily.
But even then, there's two kinds. There's the absolutely no alcohol law, like in a lot of America as well.
Yeah.
Or there's the, as they have around where we live, like drinking control zone. So if the police think you're being rowdy, they'll come and tell you that if you've got open cans, you've got to leave. But there's still the flexibility to allow you to have a picnic and like have a couple of cans each, or you know, go down the park with your kid maybe on a hot summer's day and have a can of cider or something. I mean, there's still that flexibility. If you're not causing trouble, you're being responsible. And it kind of allows that behaviour to take place.
And I like the fact the punishment is just pour your alcohol on the floor.
That's going to be worse than anything.
The policemen's are going to pour it. You fucking pour it.
That makes it worse, though.
I love it.
It's a great punishment.
But it's best to the underage drinkers who are so chuffed by it. And you know they've like saved up their money because, like, let's face it, they're getting someone to buy it from a local office, so it's not going to be that cheap. And the police make them pour it away just as they've started drinking. And you just think, ha! Should have gone to a better field. That's what I did. Just go to a field.
We went to the school field.
Well, yeah, you just
because there's a fucking fence around it.
We went to the underpasses.
Oh, you're
so
hobo,
you underpasses.
Man. Hobo.
I lived in Britain. It's fine.
You were trolls.
Drunken trolls.
Who's that knocking on my bridge? Yeah.
Long. Yeah, that was another complaint that there were
too many pauses.
But I put that down to the editor myself.
Down to editing.
I don't want to edit it. You just keep fucking talking.
Maybe I'll wait.
Right, just for that, I'm going to be delivery.
If you hear pauses, that's because they're being. I'm not going to beep this week. I'm going to keep it in.
Oh, we're going to splice it up a bit.
No, I'm going to beep him.
I was quite outraged that you didn't. That you did beep it, but I think it was for the better.
It is, isn't it, really? Because I mean, it is quite a harsh word, and
fairness, a lot of people do find it offensive still.
Yeah.
And I think it's good to have taboo words.
Yeah,
because there are times and a place when you really do have to call somebody a to get your point across.
Yeah,
but they've got to be saved for those special occasions.
Special people.
That's fair enough. So I will reap the ones that we don't need and keep the ones in that we do.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. That's fair. If you think that they permissed it,
they won't.
Yeah.
It's got to be as the BBFC would have it used. It's got to be used in context.
Yes. God, so.
No, but saying Andy Murray is a. It's perfectly permissible because it's fact.
But I don't know. We do.
It's
all fact.
It's not written down anywhere. It's like
Wikipedia.
Andy Murray's Wikipedia.
It's on.
You could do it now.
It's personal.
It. Just add it. Just quick. Go on and change it.
He is also a.
He went to the school of.
It's just miserable. Just miserable all.
Yeah,
the time.
He is miserable. But did you see the speech that he made after he lost?
He cried after
brought
he lost.
Tears
didn't
to
he?
Everyone's eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Did you watch? Do you even like tennis?
I will watch a good tennis game.
Do you, but do you, would you? Did you
I
watch
like
much
him.
Of Wimbledon?
No, I didn't watch.
Did him. You watch much of Wimbledon?
No.
Did you watch much of Wimbledon?
I didn't watch any of it.
Exactly. So,
what? We're not allowed an opinion.
No.
man.
Well, no, he's
seems that hard.
I'm not commenting on his tennis ability. Yeah. I'm simply commenting
on
his
basic ability. No, I know that. He's a good tennis player. But you're having a go at somebody that you don't really watch and follow.
No, but I've seen enough interviews with him.
But that's just interviews. He's just fucking lost.
So?
So he's going to be miserable.
You've been miserable.
He's always miserable. He's
always miserable.
Always
miserable.
Even always in his pre-game English. Interviews, he's miserable.
It's because he's stressed.
He's stressed.
He's stressed.
Stop making excuses.
I ain't going to make excuses. He did fucking well this year.
Nah.
Yeah, second's not bad, I guess.
It's better than fourth.
Yeah, it's better than him.
It's better than he's ever done. He's first British person to get to the semis since 1938.
Doesn't matter, he's Scottish. Sod it. He'll play at his game, he's fucking Scottish.
But it's a British competition. It's a British competition.
It's not a British competition.
Yeah, it is.
It's an international competition. International competition.
Sorry, but it's held in Britain.
Well, yes.
And Britain's number one. There is no English number one.
It's not held in Britain, it's held in Wimbledon. It couldn't give a monkey's what country it's in. Okay. You can move Wimbledon to Paris. It's still Wimbledon.
I'll probably watch it.
I thought Wimbledon was held in Wimbledon.
Wimbledon?
Wimbledon.
I like Wimbledon.
Wimbledon.
The Wombos?
The Wombos. Wimbledon. Wimbledon. Fucking hell.
Wimbledon. Aren't they due to come back at some Wimbledon. Point? They periodically come up every 5 to 6 years.
I'm sure they're releasing a Christmas album.
Yeah, what's that? That's it.
Wombles. Fucking Wombos.
Yeah, they always pop up every now and then once a decade.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, I suppose.
I think the world's going to end this year. They've got to pop up at least once more before the end.
Maybe they're the cause of the world.
No, they'll come out afterwards. They'll come out afterwards to pick up all the rubbish.
Wombo joke.
All the bits.
I think only. I'd rather have the long pauses for the Wombo jokes.
If you don't like the Wombos, there's something wrong with you. I'm sorry.
If you don't know the Wombos, you're probably from another country.
Yeah. But if you then go on and YouTube it. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
All that classic shit. It's like Button Moon. Oh.
Oh, Button Moon.
Button Moon.
Button Moon. That was the Moomins, yes?
No, Moomins was the Moomins.
Moomins was there the Moomins.
Go. Where the fuck's Button Moon then?
Button Moon's Button Moon. It was Button moon. In the Moon. It was Button. Massive was Button in the sky.
Yeah.
It was the Moon. Button Moon. Jesus Christ, boy.
And there was the
Clangers.
Weird shit.
Not the Clangers.
No, the Clangers is way older.
The Clangers is the Clangers. Button Moon. We're not making something up. It's actually called Button Moon.
Okay.
And everything else you're mentioning is called what you are mentioning.
Right.
So no, they are not the
it's
same
It's not Power
thing.
Rangers, then.
There is an interesting today.
There was
that crossover episode.
Yeah, one crossover.
Look, the Button Moon. Triceratops.
The thing that annoyed me about...
Button Moon.
No.
But nobody fucking remembers it. That's what annoys him more.
Power Rangers, right?
Go on.
They all have... Because I don't mind it. I used to watch it when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Well, I say younger.
Yesterday.
Yeah. But
I tried
yeah.
watching it again recently.
They will fight the thing.
Yep.
Normal size.
Yep.
They'll battle them a bit.
Yep.
And then they'll beat it.
Yep.
He gets bigger.
Yep.
They get their Zoids.
Yep.
They fight. Yep. Demolish half the city.
Yeah.
Start beat, and then it starts beating them.
Yeah.
About a 5 meter fight.
Yeah.
Then they call the ultimate sword, or the ultimate Zoid, or the ultimate something, the ultimate thing that always kills without fail.
Yeah.
And then destroy it.
Yeah.
Do use that in the first place. Don't destroy a city. Stop you know, fucking about.
Do you know the first series, all the fight scenes were actually Japanese from a different Japanese show.
Yes.
It's weird, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that, actually.
The actual Power Rangers... The actual Power Rangers...
my child.
Sorry.
That's why they seem... They're filmed... Because when it's actually them being them, the American kids, it's actually better film footage. It's crisper.
Yeah.
But then it actually goes to the fight, and it always looks like it's on like an outdoor cam in comparison.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah,
it's
I didn't notice the different styles.
But that's because it's from it was from a different show. It's from a show from like the
80s
or something.
It's literally the most outrageous thing I've ever heard.
I mean,
like Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Mm. That's a lot of different films, isn't it? No, yeah, it was half a Japanese show. Like all the fight scenes, every time they changed the Zoids and everything like that. When they made the movie, they had to get. Because they never actually met Rita and the bad guys because they were part of the Japanese show. They were dubbed. So the only actual American part of the show was the four kids. The five kids.
Five kids.
Or adults, or whatever you want to fucking call them. And the rest. And
all I remember is the pink one, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Many happy memories.
Growing up was fun.
Hello.
There was Billy, Jason, Kimberly.
Zach.
Who was the blue
Trina,
one?
Billy was the blue one.
Who was
the
red
one?
Jason was
Jason.
The red one.
Jason.
It's sad you guys.
Who's the black one?
Was
the black
one? Was Zach?
That was Zach, yeah.
Was the black, one. Black as well?
Yeah.
Was
actually
Tina was the yellow one.
Tina.
Who
was
the white
oriental one?
Tommy.
That was Tommy.
He was also green.
Yeah, he was also green for a bit.
But that's the only series I watched.
The first one.
Yeah. No.
With the putty monsters.
Yes. And the woman.
And he used to just
punch
him in the stomach.
On the moon?
That was Rita. That was Rita. Yeah. That was part of the Japanese show. All the putty men and all that. That was part of the Japanese show. When they made the film.
Japanese show was it?
Japanese or Chinese? Oh,
wouldn't be Chinese.
No, it'd
what
be Japanese.
Show was it? Who was fighting them in that version of the film?
What,
just
in the
John
film?
Zoids?
Well, when they made the film.
Right, so you've got the American kids.
American kids were filmed in America.
Yeah.
When they used the fighting part where they were, they
all
trans-
the other, all so the
they,
other, all
who
the
was
other
fighting fi- it in the Zoids.
All the other
Japanese.
Were they Japanese school kids?
I don't know.
I think the show was completely different. I think there were saviors of this universe and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There was. It wasn't really the same sort of
principle.
Yeah,
storyline.
It wasn't the same storyline. It's a completely different storyline. Even like the
footage from Super Sentai series.
There you go.
I'm actually angry about this. I feel like
you've been conned.
It's fraud.
So anyway, when they made the film, they had to get the Japanese actors in the American film to play the same parts. Yeah, there you go. I have blown your mind, Phil, with Japanese Power Rangers.
I've watched the first series, and yeah. Fell out with it after, but I did see a bit of a series where the sensei was a hamster in a dojo outfit.
Oh,
that did it for me.
I think it's still going. In some form, it is still going.
Yeah, it's got.
And I think the original Power Rangers still turn up.
It did have like many kind of resurrections, though, didn't it? Like
Zio,
kind of ultimate
God.
I'm sure they had like an ultimate Power Rangers, or was that what they were called anyway?
Well, they had dinosaurs,
they had
different
ones,
and then it was Zoids.
Each one they have cars,
motorbikes.
I always remember as well when it was really popular, loving going down to like the local market, like, and seeing all the shit rip offs.
You say shit rip offs, but as we just discussed, it's from an Oriental show.
Yeah, the whole show was a shit rip off.
Rip-offs
were the real thing.
The original merchandise.
All the Western stuff from Hasbro or whatever was the cheap knockoff shit.
Yeah, if the original stuff was made in Japan, that was the original, not the knockoff.
Yeah, but it was knockoff of a knockoff.
It was.
So two wrongs don't make a right. Yeah.
But actually, thinking about it, to move it on to one thing, was how the Power Rangers do look a bit like the bad guys in Total Recall, the new Total Recall.
That is the worst link.
That
I've
was
ever
fucking
seen.
Terrible.
What, the new bad guys, which are actually robots. That look like robots from iRobot. Those ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Are they robots?
Yeah.
Are they? I thought they just looked like.
That is the worst segue anyway ever. Fuck.
And meanwhile,
yes,
fuck you all.
That's fine. No, the new trailer came out, didn't it?
No, we're not talking about.
No, because there's been 18 different series of Power Rangers alone.
Bloody hell!
Different named and everything.
Oh,
so
Power Rangers Jungle Fury. The latest ones are Power Rangers Samurai. Oh, that sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds quite.
2011, actually.
Told you, still going.
That's only a Megaforce announced, yeah. So Jesus, that'd be the 20th.
20.
I think it's one every year. They do a new one every year.
Do you think Kimberly's doing that?
That is mental.
Ping pong ball. Oh, Kimberly's.
She's still in that fucking high beam. I tell you that.
She's probably like living in a trailer. Like an alcoholic or crackhead with
still
about
wearing
six
the uniform.
Kids.
Yeah, right. She still wears it.
Cracks it out at night to treat like a Billy Joe husband.
Christopher, what is she doing now? She's been in quite a few films.
You're IMDb being it.
But the fact she's
how old is she now? Just out of interest.
She's got a discography.
Born in 1970, so that would make her 42. Well, 42 in October.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
The
programme was in 93, so how old are that made her in 93?
23.
Not really a teen. And they're teenagers? They were teenagers. They went to school.
They were high school. They were meant to be like 17.
Billy looked like 37 for crying out loud.
It's like Dawson's Creek.
Oh, speaking of that, what did we watch the other day that made us laugh immensely? 21 Jump Street.
Oh, that's a good
film. Oh, yeah.
I don't know about you, but I went into it thinking, it's going to be a giggle. It's going to be a bit naff, but watchable.
Yeah.
But no, it is quite a funny film.
Started watching it and then fell asleep.
Oh.
But I was watching it late at night. and inverted.
It is worth a watch.
It is. There's one bit where they're getting balled out by their initial sort of like intendant or what have you, and it says, "Yeah, we're going to put you in the Jump Street program."
I did see that. Yeah.
And it's like the Jump Street program. Yeah, it's an old old program they're bringing back from the 80s. Apparently, they're just bringing out any old shit from the 80s and hoping no one remembers. And just a long awkward silence as everyone looks at each other.
I didn't see that bit. I thought that was quite clever.
Yeah, no, it's a good film.
I think he did quite well. I think he does comedy quite well.
Which Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
Considering. Yeah. That he's not particularly talented.
Yeah. He's about as talented as Mark Wahlberg. So
Mark Wahlberg,
Ted looks good.
That's what I was
Ted
on about.
Does look good, very good, and it's got quite good reviews.
You've
so
seen
far.
Him in The Other Guys.
Yeah,
I never watched it.
You should. That is
I've not watched
that
The Other Guys.
Film. One of my favourite comedy.
It's a random it's just a Will Ferrell comedy film, but there's massive fight scenes, massive gun scenes, shooting, explosions, and there's this scene in the bar. Where it's just one constant
really
photograph,
yeah.
But it's just moving around them to different points at the bar, and they just keep on. So they'll go into like one photograph, move around it, and then pan around, so they'll go out of shot and then turn up in another photograph. It's really weird the way it's done, very good
really?
Shooting the gun in the air.
Yeah.
And it's got The Rock and Samuel motherfucking Jackson in it. we won't spoil what they do, but it's fucking genius.
It's film. This is a whispered fight in a funeral. It's amazing. It's a really good film.
Okay. It is. Well, I haven't watched it because the Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg were attached to Cop Out before. Kevin Smith got there.
Yeah, that was a pretty pants film.
Cop Out was.
It's okay. It's watchable.
Yeah, but I think that I think that film would be more watchable if it wasn't for Kevin Smith.
This wasn't a great film.
Fucking Will.
Is that Tracy?
Yeah, Bruce
Willis.
In it.
No, Bruce Willis. He's fucking terrible in that film.
I'm not going to hear a bad word against him.
What, Bruce Willis?
Well, he was in that film.
The man's a legend. The man's a.
Oh, he's also in.
No,
that.
That's
he's
not.
A
you best
no,
believe
burn
it.
Him.
What?
Burn him.
What?
Burn him.
Bruce Willis.
No, you.
Why?
You can't
bad mouth Bruce Willis.
Man's a legend.
Fuck
he's
you.
A legend.
Andy Murray, Bruce Willis. Fuck you.
No.
Same thing.
No, I reckon you enjoy...
Any of the Die Hard films?
Any
yeah,
of the Die Hard
I like
films
the old...
far better than anything that Andy Murray has done. So,
to be honest, I've not seen Andy Murray's version of Die Hard.
No,
so
I'm guessing it's not going to be.
I might have a bit more respect for him if he walks over broken glass with no shoes on.
It was
hell. I'd watch it.
Yeah,
I'll have a good chuckle.
It was on the other night, and we watched it, and yeah, we all watched it quite happily. Even Cherry got into it. And
what's that? 21 Jump Street?
No, Die Hard. The first Die Hard.
Oh yeah,
the first
Everyone
Die Hard.
Loves
yeah.
It. Everyone likes Die
that
Hard.
Is my Christmas movie.
Yeah,
everyone has a
Christmas yeah.
movie. That's my Christmas movie.
Yeah, isn't the second one at Christmas as well?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
First two at Christmas.
Hence the how can the same shit happen to the
yeah,
same?
Yeah, yeah. They're making a fifth, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah,
I still
good.
Think the third
with his son.
Is my favourite well, film.
I do quite like the fourth.
And now
actually.
He's going to save the world.
The world, because
it
always
in Russia.
It.
Save the world.
Because the first one's a building, then the next one's.
Do you reckon
like
they'll do number six? And he saves the fucking universe.
Yes. The third one he saves. What does he save in the third one? Oh,
New York.
Good, yeah.
No, no. Yeah, he saves. Yeah,
yeah. It does save New York.
Pretty
and
much.
Then in the fourth one he saves America
so
as a whole.
Oh, the Eastern Seaboard, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was
North America.
The entire of America, wasn't it? I guess.
It's just because they target that one power.
If America went down, then I mean that would cause the rest of the world to go down. I suppose.
So I guess no. He can affect the North American continent. I guess that'll be in the next step up, other than the world, because that'd be crazy.
Well, no,
maybe
the next one's in Russia.
Huh?
Next one's in
it.
Russia, and he stops a Cold War happening. Again.
Oh, he does actually solve the world.
It's the saving the world this year.
Oh, my God.
This is saving the
Wicked.
World.
Next one's going to be the solar system or
the
galaxy.
I told you.
If anyone can do it.
Fucking aliens come down and decide.
I would watch that Die Hard.
With aliens.
With aliens.
If aliens randomly popped up in it and John McClane had to kill them all by launching cars into the air at them, I will watch that film.
Aliens
quite
versus John McClane.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Then they've got Predator versus John McClane.
Oh, there's a whole
and then
Terminator there. Versus John McClane.
Now John
RoboCop.
RoboCop helps John McClane.
Yeah. Oh, but where would Indiana Jones fall?
He's in the past. It's got nothing to do with this.
Oh, they'll update it somehow.
What, Indiana Jones of the future? They'll get Shia LaBeouf to play young Indiana Jones.
Yeah, well, that's Blake's coming.
I don't think it is.
They've got to do more Indiana
Jones.
Why?
The
Crystal Skull was crap.
Yeah, the Crystal Skull was crap. But was like, why did they have to go down all that aliens route?
It wasn't Shia LaBeouf. It was Die Hard 4.
It was Justin Long.
That's it.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I'm getting confused. Transformers and The Last Die Hard
were
kind of similar.
Both had cars. But Bruce Willis did seem to be popping up in a lot of films recently.
He's in G.I. Joe 2 with The Rock, that is a must-see, quite frankly. That automatically makes it a must-see. And it's got ninjas and shit, so that makes it even better. But yeah, Bruce Willis and The Rock.
It's like every trailer you seem to watch, it's like, and Bruce Willis. You're like, the fuck?
Because the man sells movies. You see him and you're like, I'll go see that.
Bruce Willis.
I'll go see that.
Spendals 2.
Yeah.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger in a smart car. That's just bought my ticket.
Sure, it can even fit.
My shoe is bigger. Talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Do you remember that film Total Recall? It was brilliant, wasn't it? They've updated it. Sorry, Ambrose.
Colin Farrell.
So, yeah, what are people's opinions of the new Total Recall trailer?
Trailer looks brilliant.
Yeah, the trailer looks good. It looks like a good sci-fi film. It looks a bit like iRobot crossed with
what I can't work out
Fifth
is
Element.
Yeah, I mean, is it going to be the same premise?
I don't think it's a reboot on the kind of plot.
Oh no, because it's all on Earth, isn't it? It's not. They don't actually go to Mars at all. So I guess the main.
But they
bad
said
thing
that.
Happening.
They said that.
Unless
they
split it into two.
But they've not said they're splitting into two. And do they? Have they said they're not going to Mars? Because I'm not really thinking they said they're not going to Mars, and it's only on Earth. How do we know it's not already on Mars? That's where it all happens on Mars.
What, and he thinks he's on Earth?
That's
what they call.
I don't know.
Where they've come out and said it's not on Mars.
I don't know. They've got a three-boob lady in there. Yeah. She was in the trailer right at the beginning.
Yeah,
you're gonna wish she had three hands.
Oh yeah, of course.
It did. But I mean,
they've got hands.
The trailer seems pretty much. It's almost shot for shot the same as the.
But he's now got a sexy female helper who's helping him, and he didn't have that in the first one.
He did.
He
had the rebel woman.
She
almost got shot.
Yeah.
And he's got his wife thing. It does seem to be following it quite closely.
Because they both choked to death at the end, don't they, nearly?
That's the weird thing.
But is that going to happen? Is that going to...
You're
just going to
ruin the
thing.
Ending for people that haven't seen the original.
Who hasn't seen the original Total Recall?
Mormons.
Do you think they'll be listening to this?
The Amish haven't seen Total Recall.
Just imagine their shocked expressions. We found this technology. Oh my God.
No, I love the first film.
No, it's the first one's brilliant.
I think it's an Arnie classic. I love the way their eyes bulge out of their head and their tongues twist round. It's brilliant, and it takes them so long to die.
Surely be instantaneous if they fell into a...
No, if you suffocate, you just suffocate.
No,
you
it's just like being in
I
space.
Thought the pressure...
No, that's in space, your eyeballs explode and your eardrums burst.
So I suppose you just shoot
blood out of everywhere, basically. But you can still last for 30 seconds.
Your blood starts boiling, the hydrogen and everything just starts boiling and starts coming out. But you can supposedly survive there for short periods if absolutely necessary.
But remember, Mars does have an atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's just not breathable, so you would literally
asphyxiate. That's
why the aliens
left the machines there.
You would literally asphyxiate.
As soon as we find the machines, we're off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you would suffocate, basically. So it'd be no different doing it here on Earth.
Okay, then. But no, yeah, the new trailer. The trailer was good, anyway.
Yeah, no.
Do you reckon they got the right actor to do it, though?
No.
No.
I don't like Colin Farrell. The first time I was here, I spoke about Colin Farrell. I think everyone knows my views on Colin Farrell. He should not be in this film.
It's an odd choice. I don't know. I like him in Bruges.
Yeah, but this is a completely different...
This
is completely different.
I'm just trying to think of things that actually
he's
like
really
I'm
never
to think
done
of
before.
Him in a proper sci-fi-esque role. And
he was in Minority Report.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not sure how much I like Minority Report, though.
It was alright.
I just don't like Colin Farrell.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, it's alright.
It was in Colin Farrell.
No, Colin Farrell was in it. He was helping him. He was like the investigating bureau guy see if it actually worked.
Okay.
Yeah, he was.
He has been in proper sci-fi. I still don't like him.
Yeah.
I just picture him as Bullseye. And he was god awful as Bullseye.
Yeah, that's a god awful film, let's face it.
Yeah.
Also, the rumours are true. No one goes to Mars this time.
Really?
Yeah.
So how they?
But no one goes to Mars in the original, neither.
Because it's
based on the book. Yeah.
Ah, right. Okay, so this is more closer to the book. This is definitely to the book than to...
I don't know. I think they'll do what they want with it.
Let's be honest, we're all going to go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is it out? Do we know when it's out?
Not too long, I don't think.
A couple of months, maybe.
It's not long, is it?
No, we're in summer, aren't we? Not that you'd know
it. It'll be like autumn. It'll be like October time, I reckon.
Halloween.
I'm just a great Arnie fan, in general. Red Sonja, love it. I fucking love that film. And what else has he done?
He's done some tosh, though.
He's done some tosh. Like, what is it? The Christmas film. What's the one where
Jingle
he,
All the Way?
That look. I've never seen it. Well, that looks fucking dreadful.
It's a good film. I like that film.
No.
It's a good film. It's a good, fun family film.
That's good, fun nice family shit.
Yeah. I'd rather watch something like...
When you've got kids, it doesn't really matter what you put on, does it? So...
No, I've had to watch the original Spider-Man. I fucking loathe so many times.
She found it.
She loves it. Yeah, she absolutely. She wants to be Spider-Man. She told this boy at the park today that her name was Spider-Man. And the boy was like, no, it's not. And then he turned to me and went, her name isn't Spider-Man, is it? Like, as a question. And I was like, no. But if she wants it to be, that's cool. And so I said to him, I was like, no, but if she wants to be Spider-Man, then fine.
Yeah.
Alright, according to IMDb, sorry to drag it back to Total Recall.
That's right, go on.
The release dates, yeah. For one, Hong Kong, Singapore and Thailand.
Yeah.
It gets released on the 2nd of August. Then in the US, it's on the 3rd.
Yeah.
And then from then, we have Belgium, Iceland, Sweden, Argentina, Venezuela... Oh, Botswana, sorry. Bosnia, in fact. Chile.
Botswana.
Denmark, Netherlands, Peru, Russia, Serbia, Ukraine, Bulgaria, Colombia, Ecuador, Estonia, Japan, Mexico, Norway. Yep. Romania, France,
no
Czech Republic.
Release. There's no UK release.
Hungary, Slovenia, Brazil, Lithuania, Vietnam, Germany, Ireland. All come before the UK.
So?
On the 29th of August.
We get released on the 29th.
We generally get a thing
that's
a
the bank holiday.
Later.
That's
outrageous.
No, that's not the bank holiday weekend, actually.
So who cares?
We, that's get
we got
weekend.
Avengers first before US.
Did we?
Yeah. We got it a full week before the US did.
That's rare, to say the least.
Yeah. Talk to your mic.
Why is that?
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. I think they wanted to see how it did over in Europe first, because they've had such better results in Europe with all their Marvel films than they have in America.
Maybe
I don't know.
Just to get more money and more hype built up, and yeah, then the Americans will go, oh, hang on, all these European critics are saying it's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's go and watch it.
It could be that.
Yeah, quite possibly, actually.
I mean, it was
quite a smart move.
I mean, it was 5th of May, they were saying on the posters in America, but it got released to like end of April.
Yeah, no. Makes sense.
Like 2 days before we did our first podcast. Fucking
April.
Yeah, once
it was, because you didn't see it by that, you didn't see it then.
Yeah.
So we had to.
Yeah. I just pre-ordered the box set. It's on Amazon. £28. All six films, six discs.
That's not bad,
set.
Is it?
No, it's not bad.
So you get Hulk, Iron Man 1, 2, Thor, Captain America, and Avengers Assemble for £28.
That's not bad at all.
It's not, is it?
No.
I bought them all before I watched the film.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, well, I definitely haven't bought them all, because I knew as soon as Avengers Assemble comes out, there was going to be a box set.
Yeah, but you might as well, they've got Captain America coming out as well, so you might as well, you can't go on that logic.
Why not?
You've got a Thor film coming out, you've got another Captain America.
Yeah, but this would be part of the Avengers 2 film.
And the
Uberbot
set with all of them.
And that'll be under...
And plus, this film is what, 6 years in the making?
At
Come
least.
On.
Yeah.
So you can't blame people buying DVDs just before DVDs, but at some point before. But if you haven't got any of them, it's ideal.
No, I haven't got any of them. I got Iron Man 2, but fuck it, I'll have another copy. Just a nice little box set with all of them in.
So Phil, what did you think of the Avengers? Because we can actually talk about it then, or any specific parts of the film.
It was good.
It was
better than good. It was excellent.
Very entertaining.
It was exactly what it needed to be. Very tongue-in-cheek.
If you haven't seen it, screw you.
Yeah.
Gonna spoil it. The Hulk, superb.
Mark Ruffalo does an excellent job.
An excellent job, and some of the best laughs in the film.
Yeah.
Where he punches Thor randomly.
Yes.
After they just kill a
and
big
then
thing they're standing next to. Just punches him, he goes flying off the screen, he just chuckles to himself, and there's a massive monologue by the villain. And halfway through it, he just grabs him by his feet and just smashes him from one side to the
other.
Calls
him a puny god.
It's good. It's a good film.
Yes.
I've only seen it once, and I've I can't remember a lot of it, but that's why I'm glad I'm waiting for the DVD to come out.
Loads happens, man.
I know. But that's a good film. If you can't remember most of it...
Well, that's the thing. It got like to an hour and a half in, and then they get on the aircraft carrier, and there's a big fight on the aircraft carrier. And I was sitting there thinking... So it was crispy. He's like, there's still a shit ton of this film left.
Mm.
They did very well to hide it, a lot of the film, in the credits. In the advert.
Yeah.
Which they just...
Because you only saw that... You saw the battle, and you thought that was right at the beginning. I would have thought that was right at the beginning.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's very well edited.
Yeah.
Unlike this.
But unlike all the other Marvel adverts, which is the film in order, in very short chunks. Or that what did we watch the other day? Prometheus, that's it. And there was a 10-minute trailer for Spider-Man. It had a full-on scene of just teen angst fucking awkwardness.
They haven't got rid of the emo from the new Spider-Man.
Oh, no, it is basically, from what I've heard, it's just Twilight.
Oh.
I think that's why they had an immense long...
it's done really well, to be honest. It's done better than the last Spider-Man film did.
Yeah.
It's 200 million.
But then
million,
you've got... It's post-Avengers. People are going to go see superhero movies.
Yeah.
Because of Avengers.
But they have to make it. That's the thing. If they don't make it, then the studio will lose the contract.
Yeah. And they'll go, this is Disney again releasing this one, is it?
No, Disney haven't got the rights to this one. They've only got the Avengers ones. Warner Brothers. They have to do one every 2 or 3 years, or else they lose the contract and they'll have to go back to Disney. Disney Marvel, as it's called.
Is that what the idea is? Is it?
Yeah, that's why they reboot things. It's so they can keep the contract. They just need to make sure. That's why there's been another Ghost Rider film. Didn't need one.
It did need one.
It did.
Amazing. It was cool.
Yeah, the second one's good compared to the first. The first
one. The second
awful.
One's shit. No, sorry, I did watch good. It, and it's shit.
It's not all right. No, I quite like Nick Cage.
He's just. It's fucking crazy, Nick Cage again.
Well, yeah, that's the part he plays. I've got no problem.
This one, he's
with
just
that.
Driving his bike, Christian laughing.
Bale,
Christian
Bale always plays someone with no emotion, and Nick Cage plays a crazy man. He plays it very well.
He's not the crazy man in Lord of War.
No,
he's very controlled,
and he's not particularly crazy in Con Air.
No,
there's a. I don't know if you can find it. See if you can find it on your computer. The different emotions of Nick Cage in movies. There's like a weird chart they've done.
One of the Memento things.
Yeah, it's all like his heads, and it's depending on how mad and crazy to how good and bad the film is, and it's just the page is filled with all his heads from different films.
You can't do another picture reference on a podcast, though.
So I can put this on the. This one's going to be. Enhanced. I say that now, but it might not be. But this one will be enhanced.
So if it's not enhanced,
this gets cut out. But I'm going to try and do an enhanced podcast. You can not find it.
How is it going to be enhanced?
You can put pictures on when you're talking.
So you mean you're going to put it on YouTube?
No. It won't be on YouTube. When you download it,
why not?
Oh, okay. Bloody shut the fuck up.
Saying.
When you download a podcast, you can.
That's
if
a
you
lot
look,
of editing that, Jesus.
If you look on a phone, you can add picture. You can put pictures on it, so as you talk, the picture will change in the background and be what you're talking about. So hopefully, I'm going to try and do it this week.
So basically, it's one of those YouTube videos.
But it's downloadable podcast.
Well, no, that's good though.
Yeah. It's like that. Yeah, the video that
are
I
you
did.
Gonna have pictures of yourselves on.
No. Well, we got cartoons.
That's
gonna
be a lot of editing, man.
It's finding the pictures.
Yeah, and finding the pictures, I guess. And
it's more finding
this.
The pictures and finding out what we're talking about. But, I mean, if we're just talking about...
I like
Arnold
the one you did
film
with, the festival thing.
Ambrose versus the festival, yeah. No, yeah, that was just a spare of the moment.
People really
thing.
Liked
yeah,
that.
No, but
well, I showed people at work that.
Yeah, thing. I mean, a lot of people watched it on YouTube and a lot of people downloaded it as a podcast.
Yeah,
because we released it as a podcast to fill a week, really.
And there's no reason why. And you can always, at the end of... You know, you could always go back and do the other ones, and then we can have our own YouTube
Do you know
channel.
What? There isn't any other ones. That's the only story we ever told. The rest of it, we were
no,
just
no, I mean,
discussions
the other
about.
The other podcasts.
Yeah.
You could do this on... You can enhance those.
No, I'm not doing that. Fuck that. That'll take forever.
Nah, you'd be fine.
I haven't got time to do that. Jesus Christ. Because I can't really find pictures of people fucking dogs.
As
we discussed in our second podcast. Or people fucking dead people.
Oh, you can get.
Yeah, you missed a good second episode to me on this, Phil.
You have not been listening to it, Phil.
I downloaded all of them.
Oh yeah, you listen to any of them.
Yeah.
See, this is what I mean. People download them. I don't care as long as they download them.
I
don't have to listen to them. Just
download
them
on my parents' PC as well. Do just they? To get the viewings
Shh, fuck's sake. Blah, 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 edit. Spoilers. Right, back to the first one.
I like how you guys come up with a list of topics you're going to talk about and then don't.
it's good to have a starting point. I mean, we've done better this week than we have ever.
Yeah,
ever. I mean,
we have waffled. That's good.
It's good. I like it. I mean, we are an hour, people. An hour. Yeah.
Wow. I think it's because of me.
I think that's a board game break.
What is the time?
It's 10.
Yeah. I mean, we can have a board. We could have.
We're going to have a little break.
Small worlds game.
We're going to play some games. Well, come back, we're probably going to start talking about some board games.
I mean, we could have this as a podcast. An hour is good enough as a podcast. There's not a lot I can cut out of this.
No, it's pretty good, actually.
This is a good hour. I mean, I've got to cut the pauses
out. Still 45 minutes. Still
45 minutes. I need to answer the phone, so you guys decide. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's still 45 minutes.
Okay, so this was going to be the first week's podcast.
Yeah. Chris, but I did actually like that. That really seemed to flow quite well.
That was good. I like that. Good podcast.
Still talking about board games.
Yeah, we're still talking about board games, but I'm going to stop this one, save this one, we're going to save.
Yeah, that works. I think that works because we've now warmed up.
Yeah. So from the first half of the podcast, next week you'll hear the second half, and which will be recorded.
We can
on the
do
same
it as a special about board games.
Because we've got a special guest. Yeah, so we'll do a special guest
board game. Special.
No, it's just how we're going to release it.
We're going to release one on Monday,
weeks,
and then
it's going to be pretty much we're going to be talking about 45 minutes to an hour, hopefully. It was like board games, card games.
Who's your special guest?
You.
Oh.
So
fabulous.
From me, Paul, it's goodbye. From
me, Ambrose, it's catch you later.
And me, Chris, sorry you had to listen to all that conversation. Yeah. Me on the phone to my mother. I'm going to see you tomorrow with Ambrose.
Special thanks to Phil for sitting in on this one.
You're very welcome.
Okay then.
So, see you in a special one.
Bye.